some cities aren't connected to the river, yet we are so connected. And when this happened, like you said, it was an angry river, and it also made the people angry. But that's how connected we were, and that is how connected we are to our rivers.
In a way, it's like we're not really conscious of that. We run around and we're oblivious, but it's still a fundamental of our life here. We live, that river is why Calgary is here, right?
Yeah.
Basically. How would you like to be able to show how all of a sudden the character of the river changes, right?
Yeah.
It's not a friendly river anymore, right?
Yeah, it actually feels very familiar to me. Just looking at it, I'm getting transported back to June, and it's almost scary, right? Like for me to look at this, and I'm looking at what I was looking at in June.
Really?
That's the WID Canal.
Yeah.
That's the river. This is all the overland flow. The bridge appears. It all looks like what I was looking at then. Kind of like seeing a dead relative in your dreams. It's not bad. I shouldn't say that. It's not a bad thing.
Does it look that bad?
No, I think it means that it's capturing what I think it was intending to capture.
Yeah.
The darker line showing where the river usually is, what we normally associate with the bank and the flow pattern, and the larger, you know, the brown really is what I was looking at in June. It's all over the place. It's chaotic. It's more energetic. It's a superposition of, you know, it's like a new personality infused into the existing river. It's like a different mask, you know.
Yeah.
On top of what the Bow River I normally know. Yeah. When I look back at the flood, I continue to think it's like a friend who's been in a car accident. You know that the normal character of that friend is built by the day-to-day experiences, the things that happen all the time, the 1 and 2 year flow, the things that we're used to seeing, the black line, right? The black line is the person I knew. And this thing happened, right? Sort of like a car accident, a death in the family, some big monumental event that left such deep scars. It actually changed, so that, you know, that changed what the black lines were before. So there is that remnant, there's that ghost of what it was before. It's quite different now. In some ways, it's retained a lot of its same character. And during the event, it was like, wow, there's this other side of this thing that I know that came out, right? That, I mean, I knew it was there. I knew it was back there, right? As a hydrologist, as a person who looks at statistics, I knew this could happen.
Yeah.
We plan for it. We react to it. It's my job. But like at a more kind of aesthetic or feeling level, at a more sort of human level, that's one of the things that sort of stuck with me.